Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Dalid, and we're starting from the second line from the top of the Amud. The Gemara's relationship or connection with the Gemara that we learned yesterday is that on the very last memra that we had from Rava on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Rava was telling us about the qualities of the different types of precipitation. He was saying Talga, with two lines from the bottom of the Amud, Talga, which is Shelig, snow, is good Laturi, good for the mountains. Mitra Razia, if you have a heavy-duty rain, that's good for the trees. Mitra Nicha, if you have a light rain, that's good for the Peirois, specifically for the Tzvur. And finally, at the top of the Amud, Orpila Rashi said was Gishomim Dakim, like a drizzle. That's good for the partzida de tusei kola. What is partzida de tusei kola? Rashi said that means those seeds which are underneath the ground, which need some moisture for them to sprout. So you don't need huge amounts of rain, just a little bit of moisture, a little drizzle, that's enough, and they will sprout, and then they will grow. So because of that, Rava continues on in the same vein, the Amar Rava, second line, Haitzum and Rabbanan. Domi li partzida de tu se kola, de kivin de novat novat. So initially Rashi tells us something which is important, because we have the term tzurba merabanan throughout Shas. Tzurba merabanan doesn't just mean a Talmud Chacham, it means a young Talmud Chacham, as distinguished from hahu merabanan, which would mean already an older scholar, an older Talmud Chacham. As you see Rashi on the fourth line, tzurba merabanan bochur chorev. Bochur doesn't necessarily mean a person who's not married. It means a young person who's a charef, who is sharp. K'moy beit zrivan b'mesechtes beya. Talmud chacham zokein loy kari tzurba elahu merabanan kari leh. If you're talking about a Talmud chacham zokein, an older person, he's not called a tzurba, rather he's called a hu merabanan. Anyway, so our Gemara is telling us a tzur merabanan is similar to a seed in the ground. In which way? The kivin de novat novat, says the next Rashi. Kivin de novat novat, shemaschel levatzveit, velalois, if he's now beginning to sprout, and his name is beginning to get around, oh, a young Talmud Chacham, then eventually, oile lemala, kach Talmud Chacham. Or I should start again. The orpila, which is the partzida de tusei kola, just like the seeds, after the maschel levatzveit, they begin to sprout. And to open up, then eventually they're going to spread up and go all the way over the earth. Once his name gets around as a young scholar, then eventually he's going to grow in significance and in greatness. In other words, virtually all great gedolim throughout the generations didn't grow up to be a gadol at the age of 40, like Rabbi Akiva. Most of them, when they were already young, people were talking about them as being iluyim, how much they've already learned just as a youngster, and then their name became greater and more well spread throughout the world. Rabbeinu Gershom says it perhaps even more clearly. If you see Rabbeinu Gershom here in the left hand margin, you go down about six lines. Kimin de Novat, Shaboka v'yoytze, that the seed has burst open and now it's starting to nourish and starting to sprout. Once his name gets out there in the world as a young Talmud Chacham, then he only gets more and more prominent as time goes on. So that's the Tzur Merabanan, like a little seed sprouts, and eventually his fame will go wide, far and wide. V'yomer Rava, Hai Tzur Merabanan, the Rosach, if you ever find a young Talmud Chacham that gets very heated, don't attribute it to Chas V'Shalom Epsamida Ro'a, but rather it's because he is so imbued with Torah, that's what causes him to get heated. Now what do we mean by heated? Rashi says that Yesh le'roichav leiv mitoich terasai, because he has learned so much that's expanded his heart, which really means all to his mind. He has a greater sensitivity than perhaps other people have because of his having learned so much Torah. If you see a young Talmud Chacham who seems to be very hot-headed, don't automatically say, he has bad midos, he's not a good guy. No. You should know the reason is because he has such tremendous sensitivity to other people that what causes him to takes it to heart.
Yeah.
It was the young Kapishnitz Rebbe Zatzal who took over for his father, Zichron Livracha. He was in his late 50s, and he was only Rebbe for about 4 or 5 years, 6 years, and he passed away, thinking like 60, 63, something like that. And they say that the reason is because when he became Rebbe, then his father was a very, very saintly man who was a Bal Moifes, and then when he took over for his father, people came to him with Kvitlach and all the tzaris, and he took it very much to heart. And he already had heart problems, and he went to his doctor, and the doctor told him that if you're going to continue taking it to heart, you're not going to last long. He said, "Doctor, but what can I do? I mean, that's what they come to me for, to go and be mispal for them and to really go and with fervor and kavana." Doctor says, "But I'm telling you," didn't take long. 2 or 3 years later, he passed away from heartbreak. He couldn't take all the Torahs that he heard from Klal Yisrael, all the people that petitioned him to help out for refuahs and yeshuas. Never, he passed away. So here too, what our Gemara is telling us is that the Talmud Chacham, he has great sensitivity, and that's the reason why he gets so upset when things happen. Shenema, what does it have to do with Torah? Most people say Devarai, but the Pasuk says Halei Kavoy Devari Ka'esh Nom Hashem, that my words are like fire, and so therefore the young Talmud Chacham, who has learned so much Torah, he becomes imbued with fire. V'yom Ravashi, the Talmud Chacham has to be strong-willed. Otherwise, people are going to think he's a patsy, and they're going to go and step all over him. What is the connection between a Talmud Chacham and Kipatish Yefoytzit Tzela? This Kipatish, this is the second half of the same pasuk. The pasuk begins, Haloi koi dvori. So it's referring to Divrei Hashem and the person who's learning Divrei Hashem. So he is Kipatish, he becomes Kosher Kibarzel. Omalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi. So Rav Abba says to Rav Ashi, although you're correct, well, let's continue on. Atun Mehosa Masisala, you learned it from that Pasik. Anam Mehosa Masisala, we have another Pasik from which we can derive the same lesson, the Chassid said the Pasik. Eretz Asher Avanea Barzel, Umeharea Tachsef Nchoishes. So the Gemara says, what means Avanea Barzel? Atikri Avanea Ela Boineha. Boineha means the Boinim, the builders. A Torah scholar is called a builder. I think Gemara says at the end of a couple of the Masechtas that Boinoyach, which Masechtas we have that?
It's Brachos, Nazir, Yevamos,
and Krisis.
That's the way to remember.
That's the mnemonic. That's how to remember. But after don't say Bona, but Boiner. Then, so there too, we're talking about a person who's learning Torah. He's a Boiner. He creates, he keeps up the Amudim of the world, the Amud HaTorah, upon which the world is standing. So therefore, don't say Avanel Barzel, I'll take your Avanel Ela Boiner. Om Ravina, Afilu Hochi, notwithstanding the fact that we just said that a Talmud Chacham should be Kosher Kibarzel, Afilu Hochi, be Boilevi Inish, Lemelef Nafshim in the Chusa. Nevertheless, he should go and try as much as possible to make himself as edel as possible, as easygoing as possible. Shnemarik says, Naposik, Vahasir Kas Mili Becha. Yes, you do have these midos because of learning the Torah, that you become Kosher Kibarzel, but nevertheless, you have to go and conduct yourself in Yechusa with as much nachas, with as much pleasantness as possible. They say that about Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that on a Ben Odom Lachaveire level, he was the nicest person possible. We all saw pictures recently of Rav David Feinstein Zichron Livracha when he passed away, how prior to that, he would go and take people out for, there was a person in his shul, a person who had no family, and there was a Shtikov Shabbos in the shul, and he came to Rav David and he told him how he's upset. It's his birthday is coming up and he has nobody to celebrate it with. Rav David said, "No problem. I'm going to celebrate it with you." And he went and he treated him to a very nice restaurant, a real nice dinner for his birthday and celebrate. Knowing Rav David, he probably even sang happy birthday. That's how his father was, the same type, always as a edel, as a fine, as a gutzkeit. I remember when he passed away, Rav Steinberg, Zichron Livracha, a Rav here on the west side, the brother of Chris Talmud Chacham, he held the hesped, and he said about Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe had two characters. what two characters, two personalities. When it came to a Dvar Halacha, he said he was Kosher Kibarzo.
Yeah.
If the Halacha is this way, you can stand on your head and you can bring 1,000 rais from here and there and everywhere. This is the Halacha, and that's the way it is. And you couldn't push over, you couldn't move Ramosha an inch. How he said, between Anu Mechaveroi, he brought the Pasuk at the end of Rus. Sholof Ishnaloi, the Nosan L'Reyeu. He said that he would be walking in the street if he saw someone else that didn't have shoes, he would take his own shoes off and he would give it to him. That's what a good neshama he was. What is Bein Odom Mechaveri. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, Vayta Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer B'Yonis Shlosh Yishualu Shaloi Kahoygen L'Shnaim Heshivu Kahoygen L'Echad Heshivu Shaloi Kahoygen. This Gemara L'Choyer comes totally out of left field, having nothing to do with anything we've discussed until now. So Rashi already is concerned about that. And Rashi says the reason why we bring this is because towards the bottom of the Omid we're going to find a connection with Gishomim, which of course is what the beginning of our Masechta is busy with, Meimasai Maskirin Givuris Gishomim. So we're going to get back to the rain shortly. So in the meantime, we talk about that there were three people in the Torah, in Tanakh, Shalu Shalai Kahayin, they did not ask appropriately. And Lishnai Meshivu Kahayin, nevertheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to them and gave them the answer that they needed and that they wanted, Kahayin, the way which was appropriate. The Echad Meshivu Shalai Kahayin, but unfortunately, one would did not merit that. And unfortunately, since he asked Shalai Kahayin, he got his response Shalai Kahayin. What does all that mean? The Gemara will explain. Anyway, and we have the Eved Avram, which we just read about in the Torah a couple weeks ago, Mishol ben Kish, the Yiftach HaGiladi. Eliezer Eved Avram, what does it say in the Pasuk? He called out to Hashem, Voyanar Hashem, Oymer Eileh, Hatino Chadech, Viesheh, the Gam Gamalecha Ashke, Oysay Chachta, the Avtach of Yitzhak, Voeda, Ki something Ki Matzachem, Beine Adoni. So what does that Pasuk tell you? That the Pasuk says that Eliezer is saying in his Tefillah, I'm going to stand here next to the Be'er, if there's going to be a Nara that's going to come forth and say, sure. I'm going to give water for you. I'm going to go and give water for your gemalim, for your camels. That'll be the best sign from Oyden, from Shemaim, that this is the one for Yitzchak. It says in Gemara, that's a beautiful tefillah, and it's beautiful emunah and bitachon that he's showing in Hashem. However, isn't that a little bit overdoing it? Because Yochel Afila Chibres Afila Suma. What happens if the young lady that comes by is in fact a lovely young lady and she offers to go and give water for the Gemalim, etc.? And he says, okay, she's the one. What happens if it turns out she sees Chibres? Chibres means that she's lame. In Yiddish, Ahinkadikir. Afila Metsuma Chasasholm, if she happens to be blind. Of course, if she's totally blind, it would be difficult for her to go and give water in the Kat. On the other hand, if she's a local, then she knows exactly what she's doing and where she's going, just like the blind people have a good feel where they're doing, etc. Or it could be that she'd be blind in one eye. But the point is that Chas v'Shalom, she could be a balas mum, and therefore Eliezer's bakasha to Rabbeinu Shalom Lechayra was a little bit shalai kahayin, but nevertheless, Yeshiva Kahayin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it was such a deep-seated, real,
genuine,
sincere kavana, and therefore he should go again. But it's Damli Rivka, and that's how we got Rivki made. Shol ben Kish tichsev for your isha sheyakenu yashrenu hamelach oisha godu ezbita yiten loy. This is referring to Goliath, otherwise known as Goliath, who, as we know, was a terrible, terrible Russia, causing terrible tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So Shol made an announcement. Whoever's going to be able to hit him, smite him, Yashrenu HaMelech Oishe Golu is going to get great riches, and the Melech is going to give his own daughter to this young man, who turned out to be the victor, who was the one that won the prize.
David.
Of course, David HaMelech. And David HaMelech eventually got the daughter of Shol, Michal Bashol, became his wife. Says Yimar Yochel Afila Eved Afila Mamzer. What happens? Shaul, when he asked, he said, "Vaya Isha Sheyakenu, I'm going to give him my daughter." What happens? It turns out that that person who was victorious against Goliath is an Eved or a Mamzer. That would be terrible. He promised to go and give his daughter. Heshiva Koyg, but nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu responded appropriately. But it's nominally Dovin, Dovin HaMelech was the one that won the prize, and therefore he married the daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's connected to Torah to marry a mamzer. How could how could we ever have a minhag that if a mamzer comes, Shaul would be obligated to give the daughter? This is he cannot go against the Torah.
No, there's no question about it. What you're saying is beautiful. What you really do is emphasizing the difficulty with Shaul's tefillah. Shaul is not just making the statement, presumably he's also being mispal, because the Gemara says Heshiva Kohagin is being mispal, that the one that is victorious against Goliath, I'm going to go and give him all these Ashiras, and I'm going to give him my daughter, and it would seem that this is his word would be gold, and then if it turns out that an Eved Mamzer, if he has to go and hand over his daughter, then as you say, that would be very, very problematic, because it's a terrible Isser, Yovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. But you committed yourself, you're the king, if you say so. And so therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, of course, he's not going to go against the Torah. But he's going to be put into a tremendous dilemma or quandary, because here he made this promise, and here he's going against the Torah, as you say. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to solve the situation and send them David, so you won't have this issue. You don't have to deal with having to, chas v'sholem, withdraw what you said and change your mind, so to speak. Baruchim to you. Third one is Yiftach Agilorik Dechsev, what is it by Yiftach? Asher Yeitzi Medalzi Beisi. And the Pasuk continues on saying, I'm going to bring that up for an Oila. And of course, Pashup Shat, the Pasuk is that Yiftach Agilori, when he was coming back from one of his battles, he was hoping to be victorious, and he said, if I'm victorious and I'm going to come back, I'm going to celebrate. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in the first thing that goes through Dalsi Beisi, goes through the doors of my house, I'm going to bring it for a carbon for an oil. His intentions apparently were that a behemoth tahoida would pass through, whether it would be a cow or an ox or a shepsela or a goat or what have you, and he would bring that for a carbon. However, says the Gemara, since he was not more specific, he just simply said, "Hoy hayoytze yochel afilu dvar tameh." And chas v'shalom, what happens if a chazer or a horse or a donkey goes through? What is he going to do then? So therefore, it was inappropriate the way he spoke. But nevertheless, Hashivai, shaloi kahaygin. The other two, Baruch Hashem, were blessed that Hashem responded appropriately. We had Rivka, we had David HaMelech. Here, what was the Yeshiva Shloi Kohagin? In fact, it wasn't the behemoth at all. His daughter went through the door. And what happened with his daughter? That's already a machloikis among the Mefarshim. But Parshat Shat that we learn is that she became almost like living in a monastery for the rest of her life, that she was totally Kadosh LaHashem, and had no interaction with the rest of the world because of this undertaking that he said, whoever goes through Dalsi Beisi will be like an oila, that his bitoy became like in a monastery. And therefore, this was Shaloi Kohagin. The reason why was Shaloi Kohagin, not only that Hashem responded inappropriately, but behind it, the Novi said to Klai Yisrael, Hatzari ein begilad, imroife ein sham. Hatzari means a refuah, like a medication. Is there no cure? Is there no remedy in Gilad? In Roif and Shem, is there no doctor? Uksiva shaloi tzivi sivloi dibar tivli ol tzalibi. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I never intended this. I never wanted this outcome. What is this all referring to? So the Gemara doesn't say clearly, but both Rashi and Tosfos go and spell it out a little bit more. Tosfos perhaps is even easier to see. If you look at the last Tosfos, V'hainu tekamalu navali Yisrael, Tzari ein begilad im Roif and Shem. Excuse me. So twice is Kalaiman. Lahatin Nidroi Liyiftach. Was there no one able to go and be Poseach, native, be Matin, native for Yiftach Hagiladi? Vahavit Pinchas. Pinchas was around. This is the same Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Apparently he was Ma'arich Yomim, and he lived in the times of Yiftach, and Yiftach could have gone to Pinchas to go and be Matir Neder. V'mayli holach Yiftach etzloi lahatin nidroi, and l'mitrech gasis ruchoi, because he was unfortunately somewhat arrogant. Amalei eilech etzloi, shani shoifet, v'nogit. After all, Yiftach was one of the shoftim, so I am to be the ruler, I'm the big knacker. I should go to Pinchas. Eliyovi etzli, Pinchas should come to me. V'pinchas amar, leisi gabo, he should come to me. No, Navi, I'm the Navi. It's pastish for a Navi to go to someone else. He should come to me. while yodei tehei petura. And as a result, if he comes to me, avad I'll be matan eda. Sheyishi shoyru ummatir haneda upoiteroisa. Unfortunately, neither went to the other. And both of them, unfortunately, were punished. Yiftach nenash shenoflu evor of koydem bisa. That his limbs started, I guess, getting dislocated and falling out before he passed away. That Pinchas lost his Ruach HaKodesh, he lost his Nevuah, because each one stood on their own ground, stood on ceremony. He should come to me, he should come to me. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu got upset at Yiftach and at Pinchas, at Tzori and Begilad, and Roife and Chov. There is a Roife, the one that can be Mata this Neder, so that his daughter doesn't have to be a permanent Kedosha there in a monastery, is once you go to the other to be matinated. So it's important that people have to sometimes.
One of the confessors was Eliezer.
Sorry?
I mean, it's Eliyahu. Yes. It's Eliyahu.
Okay.
So this doesn't shim with us. Right?
Why not?
Because the great Eliyahu, you know, what you think that he would be.
I don't think Eliyahu was around at the time of Yiftach.
Why did you need to?
No, but they say that Pinchas is the. There was the. This is tremendous. Pinchas is Eliyahu.
That's correct. Huh?
Eliyahu is Pinchas. I think is how you read it.
Okay, Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas. Eliyahu comes out the same.
I'm saying so. That,
so therefore, he Yiftach gone to Eliyahu was Pinchas. Pinchas was Eliyahu, and he should have been Mataneder, and he didn't, and so therefore what he did was inappropriate. And same thing is Pinchas Eliyahu could have gone to Yiftach to be matir neder, but each one stood his own ground.
You didn't need another to be matir.
He could have gone to another one.
Or three halyotas even.
So in fact, other Meforshim asked that kasha, why Dafka Pinchas? I don't know what the answer is, but they asked the kasha that you're posing. By the way, this Tosis over here is almost word for word like the Rashi. This Rashi is much longer Rashi over here. And Mendy pointed out to me yesterday that the Maritz Chayis says at the end of Ar Masechta that he does not believe that the Rashi that we quote constantly as Rashi is the real Rashi, but rather it's one of the Talmidei Rashi. And that's why often he says throughout, Shamati Mirabi. Mirabi sounds like the Talmidei. If you look, for instance, just three lines from the bottom of the Omid, you have one of those occurrences. In the middle of the line, it says, Mipi Rebbe. Mipi Rebbe meaning from Rashi. So it wasn't Rashi himself, it was a Talmud. And that Tosis apparently did not have this Pirush of Rashi before him, because many, many Tosis and throughout the Masechta are not like your standard Tosis where Vim Toima, Vieshloima, Vetema, you know, questions and answers and explanations and pilpul, but rather simple
Mefarish.
Simple Mefarish, just like a Rashi. Because Tosis apparently didn't have the Pirush Rashi before. Right, Mendy, that's what you showed me yesterday?
Okay.
Agrish Shkach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara now expands and expounds on this. So Timar Shalitzivisi Zeb Benoy Shel Meisha Melech Moyav. Moyav had a king by the name of Meisha. Meisha had a bechor, and it says in the pasuk Shenem Biyikach Hasbenei Abchor Hashiim Lech Tachdav VaYaleu Oyla, that he Meisha Melech Moyav took his son. He did like we find in the Torah. That's how you serve the idol of Molech, to go and be makter, to be makter of your own son. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and there are Meforshim that say that Meisha Melech Moiv intended it l'shem Shemayim. He wanted to go and show his allegiance to Hashem, and therefore he was makter of his own son. And says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ashalitzivisi, I didn't want that. That was not my idea. V'loi dibarti ze Yiftach. That's Yiftach, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I never wanted Yiftach to go and have his daughter be that she should go and be living that life for the rest of her life. That was not my idea, Lady Party. And finally, Yitzchak ben Avram. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I never intended that Avram actually go and be makriv Yitzchak for a carbon. I just wanted to test Avram. It was always my intention that before he had a chance to take the knife in hand, to go and tell him about that seh, to go and shecht something else. Amar Bechia. So now we come to why we got into this Gemara in the first place. There was a time that Klal Yisrael also asked inappropriately. We want to run and go to know all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're hoping that when we run after Hashem to go and learn His Torah and to know His ways, that it's going to come like a geshem, like rain for us. So in the Gemara means to say what the Pasuk apparently is trying to tell us, that Klal Yisrael is speaking in a way that we want Hashem so desperately and so badly, just like we need rain so badly for our crops. So we need rain for the Gashmias, and we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu for our spirituality, for our Rochnias, and therefore there is an equation here equating Ladasus Hashem with Geshem. So Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Biti Atche Elis Domeship Omer Mispakish, Omer Sheina Mispakish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is responding, what you have asked is so much Shaloi Kahoygen. Why is it Shaloi Kahoygen? Yes, during the winter months you all want the rain. But the summer months, when the Tavua and the fruits are drying out in the fields, you don't want the rain. So therefore, Geshem is only wanted sometimes and not other times. Especially if you're driving at night and it's a pouring rain. Sometimes you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, a drop less would also be great. Etc. So the point is, sometimes it's Pakish, sometimes it's Pakish. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to answer you, Kohoyin. Kohoyin was, Shenemar Eyeka Tal Yisrael. Tal is always great. And we had in the Gemara yesterday that Tal and the Ruchais are Einan Netzareis. You always have those at all times. Kodesh Baruch Hu never stops the Tal. So therefore, I will always be there for you like Tal, as opposed to your tefillah that was Kigeshim. And we have another similar instance that Klal Yisrael asked inappropriately. Klal Yisrael asked Rabbi Yishlonim, go and make me like a choysim, like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your zroya, on your arm. Meaning, hold us very dear and close to you, Rabbi Yishlonim. When you're asking that I should hold you close to my heart and close to my arm, sometimes those are visible and sometimes they're not visible. For instance, the arm, if you're putting on tefillin, is visible. Otherwise, it's typically covered. I'm going to have show you symbolically you're closest to me, the closeness to me, by showing you in a part of the anatomy which is always visible. I'm going to engrave you on my kapayim, on my palms, on my hands. Hands, of course, are typically out in the open, except if you're wearing gloves. So therefore, it's a dovish near the oilam, and that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, your request was a dovish near of Eina Nira, but this will be something which will be near the oilam. So we concluded the Agadita, and then we go back to the Gemara.
What is that referring to, this reference to the palms where Kodesh Baruch Hu Yachol?
The Parshat Pshat, of course, is Kodesh Baruch Hu saying that I'm going to demonstrate my closeness and love to you out in the open. It won't be something that's hidden in the pocket or hidden under the clothes of you. All of this obviously is Derech Mashal, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a human figure, doesn't have any figure whatsoever. So we have no way of really describing Kodesh Baruch Hu appropriately. But the way the Torah refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu, for instance, the Zroi Netuya, Yad Netuya, Yad Chazaka is right into you, thank you. So the Torah refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu at times to let us lesaber es ha'ozen, like Rashi says, so that our ear can appreciate what the Torah is saying. So we're referring to physical anatomy, which is inappropriate. But among the inappropriate terms, this whole Gemara is Shleikah, right? So the Gemara tells us, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will symbolically show your closest to me by showing how you're engraved on my hands, as opposed to something which is sealed on my arms or on my heart. Rather, Rashi brings a second shot that the word kapayim over here is a reference to the heavens, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a hakasiach, referring to the tzura of Adam on his kisei hakavod, as well as they say that that's referring to Yaakov Avinu.
That's what we have.
Anochi.
Anochi, exactly.
Right.
Very good. Can I know the Oilam remembers? Beautiful. And we continue on. Zokti Mor Vayit in Shial Nesak Shomim, 3 lines from the bottom. Zokti Mor Savrua She'ilov Haskara Chodemilzi. Our Mishnah started off talking about Haskara and ended off talking about Haskara, and in the middle it talks about She'ilov. And we already discussed a couple of times in our Gemara that there's a difference between Haskara and She'ela. Haskara means to go and mention in the Shemoneh Esrei, recite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Geshem. Where do we make that recital? At the very beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the Atta Gibor, where we say, Masha Baruch Hu Moired HaGoshem, or Geshem, Goshem. Right. That's the Haskarah. Where's the She'ela? And Baruch Aleinu, when we say Yemei Hashem in another couple of weeks, we get to December 4th, 5th, 6th, what are we going to say then? The same, Tal Umot Lebracha. In Eretz Yisrael, they already started saying it, already in Zayin Mar Cheshvan, but we only started at the beginning of December. Anyway, so the Lashon of Masha Baruch, that's what we call Haskarah, Maskiren, and the Lashon of She'ela is referring to the same Tal Umot Lebracha. Now, our Mishnah deals 90% with Haskarah. Whether you start the first day or the final day, is it the Baal Shachris, is it the Baal Musaf, etc. In the middle of the Mishnah it says, by the way, Ein She'alnes L'Kshavim, Ela Samach L'Kshavim. You only are Shoyu for the Geshem when it gets close to the rain season. So the Gemara says, Savrua, in the Havamina, since the rest of the Mishnah is talking about Haskarah, we assume the Shail of Haskarah Chanamilzi, that these terms are synonymous, and when it says in the Mishnah, Ein She'alnes L'Kshavim, we assume that means really Ein Maskirin. Esaksham. Man Tana, who's the Tana then, therefore, of that line in the Mishnah? Amarava, it must be Rabbi Shuahidi, Amisha, Sanachosai. Oh, very simple. Since we have Machloikis and Amishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer said that you start your Haskarah on day one. Rabbi Yeshua says you start your Haskarah on the final day, Shmini Atzeres. Misha Sanachosai, here we have the Rashi down below. That again talks about whether it's Shvi or Shmini. This Rashi says Shmini, Shmini Atzeres. We had earlier Rashis that said that means Shvi when you put down your Lulav and Esrei. But the point is, that's obviously much closer to this Man of Gshamim than the first day of Yom Tov. It's already a week later. And so therefore, presumably between the two, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, who is the one that says, Ain't She'alim is a Gshamim, Ella Samach L'Gshamim? It must be Rabbi Yeshua, because he's the one that says, right after Yom Tov, at the tail end of Yom Tov, we're going to go with Mispalu for the rain. Omele Bayano, no, for the table of blessing, go to bless as well. Kashel Lechud, Faskor Lechud, these are really two separate concepts. Vis a vis She'ela will start Samach L'Gshamim, but Haskor could be the first day of Yom Tov. Like Rabbi Lezer says in the Mishnah. Vinkidi Amri, and there's another version, which is almost the same. So if you want to lay him a Rabbi Shua, he maybe this shtickle in the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shua. The Yom Mishasana Chosai, who says that we do it at the end of Yom Tif, so that's close to the Zman HaKshamim. Omer Rabba, for the Tamer Rabbi Lezer, Shei Lechud, Baz Kar Lechud. These are two separate concepts. Don't mix the two. Rabbi Yehuda Oimo, Ibel Lefnei HaTeva, on the final day of Yom Tif, like Rabbi Shua says, the Baal Shachris ain't a maskir, and the Achrayin, meaning the Baal Musaf, is maskir. And Pesach is faket. Don't you want a minute? Let me ask you a question. And Mosay She'alan Esak Sham. How late are you Shoyl Sham? In other words, until how late in the season do you say the same Talamot al-Rach? Don't you want Rabbi Yehuda Omer? At Shiavra Pesach. When Pesach is over. Meaning, says Rashi, that even during Chol HaMoed, we continue saying the same Talamot Lebracha, because you should be Shoyl until Pesach ends, at Shiyavar HaPesach. Remeir Oimer at Shiyavar Nisan. The Meir says until Nisan is over. Now the whole Chodesh Nisan, we should continue saying the same Talamot Lebracha. So what's the issue? The issue is, once again, and you'll see from here to the bottom of the Amid, into the Amid Aleph, is again going to be this She'ela Haskarah, I wouldn't say confusion, but at least that the Gemara continues to harbor the thought that maybe the two are either identical, or at least halachically that they are identical. That whatever applies to Haskarah should apply to She'ela, and vice versa. Now, since Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that when do you end saying Masha V'ruach HaMoed HaGoshem on the first day of Pesach. The first one, the Baal Tefillah, continues saying Masha V'ruach HaMoed HaGoshem. However, the Baal Tefillah from Musaf, he's the first one that stops being Maskin, right? Do you have that at the end of the Mishnah? Do you agree?
Yes, we have the Brisa, he said it in the Mishnah.
We're talking about the Mishnah.
Okay.
So the Mishnah says that on the final day of saying the Haskarah, which is the first day of Pesach, which day the Mishnah... Beyond the Parishan Shal Pesach, the last two lines of the Mishnah of Beis Amid Aleph, Beyond the Parishan Shal Pesach, the first day of Yom Tov, Harishin Maskir, the first person continues to say Masha Varuch Amoira Koshem, who Achrin means the Balmusav Eina Maskir. He no longer says Masha Varuch, and that's when we say the Tfilis Hatal. And from that point on, the Sfaradim say Moira Tol, and the Ashkenazim, those that are Noig, do not say anything. Good, two Menhagim. But continuing back to our Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying that we end asking for Geshem, the first davening Shachris morning on Pesach. Here, this is the same Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the same Rabbi Yehuda? What does he say? Actually, Pesach, that you continue saying the same Talimot of Racha for the rest of Yom Tov. And therefore, the Gemara assumes, then you probably say, oh, Tamash Baruch HaMoed HaKashim until the end of Yom Tov. So we have a disconnect over here. Is it the first day of Yom Tov, or is it the entire Yom Tov? You continue being masker and continue to be Shoel. It really depends. Mishul Shoel V'Yozel, the entire Yom Tov, you keep on saying the same Talmud of Racha, not on Yom Tov itself, but the entire Chol HaMoed, until the end of Chol HaMoed. Mashein V'Haskir V'Yom Tov Arisha in Pasuk, the first day of Yom Tov, you stop being maskir after Shachris. So on the surface, that sounds fine. Yeah, your shoil is with the two different timelines. She'eva continues on a little bit longer. Haskar a little bit shorter. However, the Gemara says, "Amu'ula hodra of chizak hashik echoimis l'shinaim uka'oshel einaim." This is, of course, an expression to pasuk in Mishlei to say that this is an untenable type of answer. Why not? Echoimis l'shinaim is like drinking vinegar for your teeth, and Oshem, and like having smoke for your eyes. I'm not so sure about the metaphor about the vinegar for the teeth. Perhaps it undermines the teeth, or people don't like it. But certainly we can appreciate what it means to have smoke in your eyes. If you have smoke in your eyes, it's very hard to focus, very hard to see.
And if you mean it's appetite, it's a form of calcium carbonate. Different, a little bit different structure. But if you take acid, for example, put it on limestone, mm-hmm. it fizz, it breaks it down. So acid, vinegar is acidic, it apparently
it does the same thing.
Same thing to your teeth, to a certain degree.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, or at least gentlemen, please do not drink too much vinegar on your teeth, because you see, you heard very, very decisively and authoritatively from Brother Shai that it's not healthy for the teeth.
Too much.
Too much, yeah, like anything in the world.
Also, it says that it's actually a refuah for the teeth, doesn't it?
Okay, so please.
So maybe in moderate amounts.
Please fight about it after the shear is over. Anyway, that we can certainly appreciate smoke in the eyes. Meaning, this is not a good teretz. Why is it not a good teretz? When we begin being maskir, when do we start? Either the first day of Yom Tov or the final day of Yom Tov. But one thing certain, at that time, we are only mazkir, we are not shoyl. Number one, we're not shoyl because it's Yom Tov, and Yom Tov we don't say the same Talmud of Racha. That's what Rashi says, or the Mafarish, like Mendi says. B'shem the Maritz Chayis. However, you don't even have to say that. Everybody agrees that although we're maskir Yom Tov, we're not shoyl for at least a week or two more. Even there, it's Israel, not until Zayin Mar Cheshvan. For us in Chutzlar, it's still a couple of months later into December. So there's a lengthy period of time, or at least a short period of time, that you are maskir, but you're not shoyl. Is v'mokim sheshoyl, where you are shoyl, ain't a din shehi maskir, certainly shouldn't you be maskir? Meaning, if you're telling me that you're shoyl throughout the rest of Yom Tov, or throughout Chol HaMoed, shouldn't you continue to be maskir? In other words, we see from the way Chazal instituted the Hilchos Haskara and She'ela, that Haskara is a broader category than She'ela, because we start Haskara even before She'ela. The Gemara is going to say in another few lines that it's also very, very understandable, because the Haskara is a Ritzui for She'ela. It's like a preparation. At Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're going to soon be asking for rain, so we really want to pave the road, so to speak, and be on our best behavior, and go and show our gratitude and thanks, and we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving the rain, and then shortly thereafter we're going to ask for the rain. So if that's the case, that Haskar is broader than Sheila, so Mokim Sheshoil at the end of Pesach and Chol HaMoed, if we're still being Shoil, shouldn't we still be Maskir? And therefore, Ula says that teretz doesn't work. Elam Ula, very simple teretz. Treitanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a machloikis. One Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda says we stop being mazkir and stop being shoel already the first day of Yom Tov. And the other one says, no, we continue haskara and sheila throughout Yom Tov until the end through Cholamayit. Rav Yosef Omar, May Hachiyavar, Pesach Hachiyavar, Shliach Tzibur, Risha. So from here, for the next few lines, the Gemara is going to attempt to try to find that we can assimilate the two Rav Yehudas and not be forced to say that there's a machloikis between the Talmidim. So the next there is Rav Yosef Omar, May Hachiyavar, Pesach Hachiyavar, Shliach Tzibur, Rishon, Hayoyer beyond the Rishon Shal Pesach. Oh! Yosef has the chayra, a perfect cure, perfect remedy over here. And Rav Yosef says that we see in the braisa, Rav Yehuda says at the top of the Amid, Achiyavar Pesach, it doesn't mean until the end of the entire Yontif of Pesach. He means until the end of the Shliach Tzibur Harishon, meaning the Baal Shachris on Pesach, the Baal Shachris on the first day, that's the Achiyavar Pesach, that's when we stop being Shoel. We no longer say the same Talumot Levracha, the first day of Yontif at Shachris. And the obvious question of that is Amar Abaye, Sheila b'Yontif Meika? You never have Sheila at any time on Yontif, or for that matter on Shabbos, because Sheila by definition, the same Talumot Levracha, that's only in a Chol Shemoneh Esrei, that's not in a Shabbos or Yontif Shemoneh Esrei. So it would be inappropriate to say, when the price asks on Masi Shalos Hakshomim, how late do you continue saying the same Talamot of Racha? Oh, Rav Yehuda says you keep on saying it until Shachris of the first day of Pesach. That's not true. You say it until Mincha of Erev Pesach, but you don't say it until Pesach morning at the time of Shachris. So l'chayy that pshat doesn't work. Says Yimar, no, Amalei, no, I can defend my pshat in Shoyl Meturgimin. There's a Meturgimin that after the davening goes, we always think of Meturgimin at the time of laning, but our Gemara is telling us they had apparently an institution in certain places, also to Meturgim, the Tfilis, maybe for the people Ami Haaretz who didn't appreciate what the Tfilis were all about, so they had someone explaining them. So that Meturgimin who would explain it, he would go and insert as part of his drasha, as part of his explanation, also the same talu matal of racha. So even though you and I and the Baal Tefillah did not have that in our Shemoneh Esrei, but the Meturgimin would, and therefore he's saying, but the first day of Yom Tov, that would be the final time that the Meturgimin would talk about the same talu matal of racha, because starting from Musaf, no more of the same talu matal. Frank Timara, that doesn't sound that logical either. If we're talking about that the Meturgimin is trying to expand and expound on the davening and explain it and darshan about it, if nobody's saying the same Talamot of Racha that morning, why would the Meturgimin be saying the same Talamot of Racha? I mean, if she was telling everybody, don't say it anymore, I'm telling you the halacha, that would be understandable. But that's not apparently what the Gemara means. It means that the Meturgimin is using that as part of his drasha. Rashi uses the word drasha in explaining what the davening is all about. Why would he talk about something that is no longer applicable? We're finished with saying Talamot Levracha. And therefore, said Yimar Lamachvartik, the Ula, Ula's Pshat Lechor is the best, that there's a Machloikis, Talmidim of what the Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda said. Rabbi said, no, I have another possible explanation. Rabbi Omer, my Achiyavar Pesach, Achiyavar, Zman Shchitas HaPesach. We're talking about it's Erev Yom Tov. Everybody went and brought their Korban Pesach. After Korban Pesach, that would be the final time that we're going to go and be Shoyl. Utchilosoi Kein Soifoi. And just like at the beginning, so is the end. Matchilosoi Maskir Afal Pisha Einai Shoyl. Afsoifei Maskir Afal Pisha Einai Shoyl. What does he mean to say? Matchilosoi Maskir, just like at the very beginning of the recitation of Masha Baruch HaMoed HaGoshem, we start that Masha Baruch HaMoed HaGoshem on the Yom Tov HaSukkos, the first day or the final day. Afal Pisha Einai Shoyl. But we don't say simultaneously in the davening Saint Talamot of Racha, after all it's Yom Tov. Af Soifai at the end is also Maskir Afal Pisha Einai Shoyl. We stop saying the same Talamot of Racha Erev Pesach afternoon after Shchitas HaPesach. So that would mean either we finished it at Shachris, or we're going to finish it at Mincha, but from that point on, we're not going to be Shoyl anymore. However, the Haskara, we're going to continue to be Maskir that night on Leil Yontif HaPesach, as well as the next morning for Shachris. Amalei Abaye said, To go and say that at the outset, at the beginning, we're masker, even though we're not shoyl, that is logical, because haskara is a lead up to the she'ela. We want to be meratzeh Kadosh Baruch Hu and say good things, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should then be nosachein, we should be nosachein at Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and then we're shoyl a little bit later. Once you've decided that we're not going to be shoyl anymore, we say, okay, no more of saying Alamat Racha, so why would you continue to go and be masker? The whole purpose of haskara is the ritzah she'ela, there's no she'ela left. So, does that make sense? So, to Malam Machmar, thinking of Ula, and therefore we come back again to Ula's Teretz. What was Ula's Teretz?
Treitanoi,
Alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Two Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda had a machloikis, what did Rabbi Yehuda really held? We're going to come back to this in a moment. And says the Gemara, Om Rabasi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda, after all, the two Rabbi Yehudas,
right.
So Rashi says, the Omra Oiva Lefnei Ateva. In other words, the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that says that you go and be maskir until the Baal Shachris on Pesach, and then the Baal Musaf starts with Tal, and he starts omitting the Inyan of Geshem. Omra Rab Zeira Lerab Asi, Ubi Omra Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Until now we had two Rabbi Yehudas, or Talmidim in the Shem Rabbi Yehuda, now we have two Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Vatanan, let's learn another Mishnah. Mishnah we're going to have in another few days. It says, Mishloisha b'marchezvin she'alan esak sham. When are we shoil? When do we start the same Talmud Matav Bracha? Says the Tanakhama, the third day of Cheshvin. Then Gamliel Oyme b'shilaboy on the seventh day of Cheshvin. Machlokes. The Omer Blaz Alachim Gamliel, Alachim Gamliel, and I believe that's the Psak Alach in Eretz Yisrael, that's when they start on Zayin Cheshem. Anyway, so that's Alachim Gamliel. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Again, the Gemara is assuming that She'ela and Haskora are the same. If we're paskening, says Rabbi Yochanan. We just were not Rabbi Yochanan. Here's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. So what did Rabbi Lazar say? We pass on like Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that we start going and being shoyil on Shiva Boy on the seventh day. However, didn't Rabbi Yochanan pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said we focus until now at the ending of the Sheil or the Haskara of the Mashburuch Mardi Goshem on Pesach, but now we're going to the first part of Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say at the outset? That on the final day, on Shmini Atzeres, then the Baal Musaf begins Geshem. Ah, so therefore the first time that we start talking about Geshem and Tefillah is on Shmini Atzeres. That was the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Lozer says, no, we start doing She'ela on the seventh day of Cheshvin. That's about 2 weeks later. Say, isn't there a disconnect? Here Rabbi Yochanan says we pass a Rabbi Yehuda that we start Haskara / She'ela on Musaf Shemini Atzeres. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza says we pass a Rabbi Gamliel that we start She'ela on the seventh day of Cheshvin. So the Gemara initially says, Amalei, Gaba Karamas. How can you ask a stira from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Yochanan paskin one way, Rabbi Lazar paskin the other way. And even though Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud, we frequently find that the Talmudim disagreed in matters of halacha. And so therefore, how can you ask, if you'd say Rabbi Yochanan has the stira, if Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, what's the stira? Is between She'ela and Haskara. But it says She'ela and Haskara. In our, when we talk about that we paskin like our Mishnah is talking about Me'imas and Maskirin Gurus Geshamim, and Haskara starts on the last day of Yontif, meaning on Shmini Atzeres at Musaf time, and that's what we said that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, starting from Musaf, but that's Haskara. In terms of She'ela, says Rabbi Lazar, we pass on the Gamliel that we start on the seventh day. So these are two separate parishes.
We've had this territory a couple of times, so we think, you know, we get it already.
Very good. So the answer is that these Gemaras were probably learned in different yeshivas, and then after that someone put them all together on the same page, on the same daf, but these that are learning this shtickle didn't have the benefit of the earlier discussion that we had earlier on the Amid, because you're right, you already made this distinction of Kan Lisho, Kan Lahaskir. You would think that the Gemara would know this already, so apparently they learned this in a different yeshiva.
I remember the Amorayim would know it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. So these Amoralim learned in Surah, and these learned in Ne'edah, these were in Popadisa. They were different yeshivas, different seats of learning, and it's not like today that you can email and zoom the shir back and forth.
Rabasi and Rav Elazar were both students of Rav Yochanan, but both were different people, different times. Rabasi also went to Bavel.
Good. Anyway, it's a Kan Lishon Kan Haski. Freitim of Amr Yochanan. The Mokum Shishoyel Mazkir. Rabbi Yochanan says that She'ela and Haskara are basically the same. He equates the two. So the Gemara assumes that when he says the Mokum Shishoyel Mazkir, that means that we start at the starting line both for She'ela and Haskara. And that doesn't work because we just said now She'ela Luchud and Haskara Luchud. Haskara we start on Shemini Atzeres. And She'ela is only on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So that doesn't work. Excuse me. Anthony Mar, know how Lafsake is my. What Rabbi Yochanan meant by making that statement, B'mokim Shishoyel Mazkir, he means at the ending line, that we end the two at the same time,
Pesach
time, and that's what he meant, how Lafsake, that B'mokim Shishoyel Mazkir. But he certainly didn't mean it at the beginning line. The beginning line, starting line is different. Lafsake at the end, they're the same.
But that doesn't work exactly either, because one is
Pesach itself.
And then you still continue saying
until Shetu Shachris.
Yes, Shachris. You say Mashi Baruch.
First thing on
the. I hear you. But that's what Rashi said. You see, Lafsaki, it might halfway down. Lafsaki, in my dick, she mafsik, lisha'ela, be'erva pesach, poisik nami lahaskara, drachim mashma, the mokum shishoil maskir.
Maybe he would do it shakras.
It could be that he would take a stop at that point as well. He wouldn't continue marav or shakras. Freitim of Omer Yochanan, hischel lahaskir, maschel lishoil, posik mi lishoil, poisik mi lahaskir. Oh, here Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot say lahafsakit makas. Rabbi Yochanan is saying both at the starting line and at the finishing line that they're both the same. When you maskal lahaski, you maskal lishol, you end shayli being end the masker. So now we really have a problem because Rabbi Yochanan is saying taka, you start the haskara and you start the she'ela at the same moment. But you can't, because Rabbi Yochanan passes like a Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar passes like a Gamliel. Of course, the Gemara said, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas. But we're going Ibo Yisema without that teret. That Rabbi Yochanan could agree with Rabbi Elazar, we pass like a Gamliel. So you can't possibly start both in Zayin Mar Cheshvan and start on Shemini Atzeres at the same time. That wouldn't make sense. It depends on Bnei Eretz Yisrael or the Bnei Bavel. What difference does that make? The difference is when the climate allowed the people to go and cut the tefuah and the peiros and to leave them out in the sun and leave them out in the fields, and when did they go and collect them? So there were different customs because of the climate in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel. So what were the differences? So if you look at Rashi about 8 lines from the bottom in the middle of the line, halon v'halahu, says Rashi, l'bnei Bavel, sheyesh lanu tzvua u'peiros basada kol tishrei, the entire chodesh tishrei, we still leave the tzvua and peiros out in the fields, ein maskin et shiv b'chesh, we don't want it to start raining before the beginning of Mar Cheshvan, because throughout Tishrei, everything is still in the fields. B'shom shalim kidam Rabbi Yochanan. Maschil lahaskir, maschil lishol. Einachanami. So we're not going to be maskir, and we're not going to be shoyl until Shimon Mar Cheshvan. V'halhu ben Meir Tisrael. The koitzvin ben Nissan. V'oisvin ben Tishrei. They already collect all the two, etc. in Tishrei time. Maskim b'yantu v'achrin. Kribi huda diyom rabasi. Halacha kim. Oisai. So then einachanami, we could then start being masker at the end of Yontif. I don't have to worry about that all my tefuah and all my pears are going to get soaked, because I already took them out of the field and put them away in storage. Okay, so that's why in Bava they're going to go and start a little bit later, and as you saw, they'll start a little bit earlier. But
in this one, they're harvesting, they leave it out of the fields all those months.
To dry out.
But still,
they do not have refrigeration.
They do not have ovens.
The wheat is going to get a little moldy. You think
it'll get dry? No, it'll get. Maybe, it's really hot. It's really hot.
By the crows.
Maybe, but it'll get dried out. It's really hot in the summer.
Okay. Oh boy, is it hot in the summer. So Gemara Maishna Ledidon. Okay, see, Gemara says, oh, on the surface that sounds great, but Maishna Ledidon, why by uns, meaning for Bavel. Us in Bavel, the Islam Peri Bedabra, that we have fruits out in the fields, and therefore we're going to delay saying the Mashiv Ruach and the same Talamot Levrach into Mar Cheshvan, that the two Nami, so we have the same issue, not the same issue, but they have the issue of Islu Eiler Golem. All the people that are went for Yontif to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and they all have to travel back. They can't go with supersonic jets. It's going to take them a little while. We should postpone starting any Haskar and any She'il of Kshom into Mar Cheshvan to give everybody a chance to get home. They shouldn't get soaking wet in the end, and the wheels of their
don't listen to the prayers.
The wagon shouldn't get stuck in the
mud.
Don't
listen to the prayers of those travelers. Like the Kohen Gadol said.
Yeah, by Rechonia. Yeah, what's the name of the Grisa Tzadik? Not Rechonia ben Akana. It'll come to you. Exactly. Kikam Rav Yoichem is man she'ein beis hamikdash kayem.
Rav
Chanina ben Doisa. Exactly.
I was thinking of the Kohen Gadol saying that he's leaving the Kodesh Kodashim. Don't listen to the prayers of the travelers.
Ah, very good.
That their kavan is so strong, and we need the rain for the grain. We don't need to listen to the travelers. They should have easy roads, dry roads.
Exactly. Very good. So the Kiyomer Rabbi Yochel is Machem Ben Minish Kayim. Rabbi Yochel is talking about nowadays. There are no Oyli Regolim anymore. At least there's no Chiv of Alila Regol to base of English. And so therefore, this doesn't apply. Once you throw in that now we're talking about Machem Ben Minish Kayim, how about the two? We can say that both are talking about Eretz Yisrael. When base of English was standing, they had to delay the Haskorah and the Sheila into Cheshvan to give a chance for people to get home. But now there's no Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately. Therefore, they were ready, able to start the Haskar and Sheila at the end of Yom Tov and Shemini Atzeres. Fine. With this, we've concluded the rather lengthy discussion about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Sheila, and Haskara. Now the Gemara is coming to us. Well, what about us? Va'anan.
We start in Eretz Yisrael now. We're on seven, on the
7th of March. Right.
There's no Beis Hamikdash, so according to this, in Eretz Yisrael, they should start saying Sheila right after Sukkot,
They should start the Sheila then instead of waiting for Zayin Mar Cheshvan.
Right.
Well, the Mishnah about Zayin Mar Cheshvan, I think, is on Daf Yud. So we'll have ample opportunity, hopefully, to address those issues. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, "Vanan the Islam Treyomi." We then Chutzlaret have a Sveika D'Yoyma, and as we know, we start saying Geshem on the morning of Shemini Atzeres, and then we're going to have the next day is Simchas Torah. Hey Chiyavdina, what should we do? Should we say on the first day? Should we say the second day another Shemini Atzeres or Simchas Torah? Should we repeat it? Should we have two times Geshem? Should we somehow leave it out in the middle? What should be the meaning? Amarav Maslo b'Musafin u'Poisig b'Mincha Arbis v'Shachris v'Choyz Musafin. So Rav says something fascinating that we're going to start on Shemini Atzeres saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Degoshem, but only say it then. But Mincha Arvis V'Shachris, leave it all out, go back to Moed Atol, or say nothing. And the next day on Simchas Torah, we're going to say all over again. Doesn't say whether the Baal Tefillah has to go and Besh Geshem again. Doesn't say whether they're going to go and sell Psicha LeGeshem. But the point is, we're going to go and do a mirror image of the next day. In other words, we did Musaf the first day, Musaf the second day.
Quite a job for the bio to remind everybody.
Ah, exactly. Amalu Shemuel. Hoika v'imrele the Abba. So Shmuel was not impressed with what Rav said, and he said, "Go on, tell Abba." Abba's referring to Rav. Achash asisei koydish taseu choil. After you made the yontif koydish, you're going to make it choil. What does he mean by that? What he means is because the whole union of 2 days of yontif is a sveik of the yom. So we consider both of them to be koydish. If you're going to go and tell me that after the musaf on Shmini Atzeres, by Mincha time, we're going to ignore the fact that we said Geshem. And we're going to go revert back to Moed Atol or saying nothing. And then the next day, we're going to go and say Musaf again. It sounds like that the first day of Yontif was not really Yontif. That it was only Erev Yontif. It was only Hoshana Rabbah. And that we said at Musaf, we were playing around.
A rehearsal.
We made a mistake. And that's why now Mincha, we changed it back to Moed Atol again. Is that right? I mean, we're going to therefore denigrate the whole covenant of the first day of Yom Tov, of Shemini Atzeres. Elo Mishmuel Maslum Musafin Ubemincha Upoisik Arvis V'Shachris V'Choyz V'Maslum Musafin.
Same problem.
Shmuel is not exactly that much different than Rav, because he says Musaf, yeah, and continue on Mincha, but then you stop out of the shachris. So Rashi's already bothered by that, and Rashi says the ikur is, he's trying to tell you that on the very same day you're undermining after 2 hours ago, 6 hours ago, whenever you davened Musaf, and now a few hours later Mincha, you're already saying, I didn't really mean it, it's really not Yontif today, because after all it's the Beker Yoyma, and we're going to go back to Moedat Tov. If you do the next day, Rashi, but on the same day you're going to undermine it. So therefore, Mincha, you continue. Same.
The same problem. You have the same thing. Shachris, you said Moed Atol, and Musaf, you say Moed Gashem. It's the same day. It's the same quality. It's the same answer.
Well, we had the Toises already about that before, that normally Yitake should have started from Shachris, but because people think Shachris, they're going to think he did by Marav, and the next year you're going to do Marav again, so to get out of all those issues.
This won't cause confusion. Okay, yeah.
Anyway, we're not finished yet. So says Shmua v'choizu maschum mutzof, and the next day again, Bar Musaf is going to go and say the
Keshem.
Rav Amar Kimich is chashuv in a place. Once you started the first day, just keep on going from Musaf. You say Mincha and Marav the next day, etc., etc. B'chena Rav Sheshes Kimich is chashuv in a place. V'af Rav Hadamin, even Rav ultimately changes mind. The Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav Moina Esav Yechad Yoyim Kederch Shemoina. Just like when we count from Hashanah to Yom Kippur 10 days, here we're going to go and count 21 days. 21 days actually ends on Hashanah Rabbah, but the day after the 21 days, then we're going to go and be Maschel. Why does he talk about this Kishem Shemoina from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? So Rashi says, because normally on a regular Rosh Chodesh, if you think about it, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is not the new month yet.
It's the old month.
30 is the old month. So when you only sell Ekrech Weiss, if it's the end of Shvat and beginning of Adar, so then the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Lamed Shvat, and the next day is Echad Bada. So Solka Daita Chamina, the same thing applies to Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the final day is the last day of El, and the second day is Al. No. Just like when it comes to Yom Kippur, everybody counts the same way. The 10th day starting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Then 9 days later, on the 10th day, we have Yom Kippur. Here too, start counting from the first day, not from the second day. Hey, that's the whole point of the Keder Shemoyne. Anyway, so at that point, on Shemini Atzeres, his muscle starts going and benching Geshem. Kim Shehizcho Shemena Poisek, Yilchasa, Kim Shehizcho Shemena Poisek, like Armin Og. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sezak, Kevin, Zak, Kevin, one and all.